Mucho Radio joined the Melamoon Halifax City Stop 2026. Melamoon have brought Black entrepreneurship, capital, and community together for one powerful day in Halifax, giving Black founders the opportunity to showcase their businesses, connect with ecosystem leaders. Mucho Radio Network, Inc. is a B3 business, Black-focused, Black-led, serving Blacks and other communities. Mucho Radio is a platform that documents powerful, authentic stories from African descent communities across Nova Scotia and beyond. The organizing team, speakers, and the event host shared what they took from this event in Halifax. I am Marat Naimana, and I'm a Mucho Radio young journalist. So without further ado, for our first guest, can you present yourself, please?
My name is Deborah Alote. I'm the community coordinator with the Black Entrepreneurship Knowledge Hub. We are situated in Ottawa at Carleton University. We are the Black Entrepreneurship Knowledge Hub. We do data on Black entrepreneurs. So if you need any data around Black entrepreneurs, how many Black entrepreneurs there are, what are their businesses, what are their categories, we do that. But what I want to really talk about is the Black Entrepreneurship Ecosystem Map. We've built a map to bring Black entrepreneurs together in one space where they can build community. Beyond community, we want to be able to give them access to funding. And on the map, you have different types of funding. So if you don't want to go with banks, you don't want to go with credit unions, you can go with angel investors, in venture capitalists, different kinds of funding are available for you. There are also grants that are available on the map. Apart from the financing, there's also capacity development, because a lot of people sometimes are not yet investment ready, but there are organizations on the map that can help you to get investment ready so that people would give you the funding that you need. And not just funding, but be able to pitch better, be able to have better HR services, better legal services. We are there to help you to grow. You don't have to do it by yourself. So yes, in a nutshell, we are there to build a community. We are there to be able to connect you to the resources you need. Everyone on the map, we went to personally talk to them and get them on the map. So if you were to go on the map and you say, I need somebody who would help me with investment, and you type investment readiness, you get the people who would help you with that. You would have a name of a person, you would have an email address, you would have a telephone number, and then you can reach out to these people and get the help that you need. And you can use our name that, hey, I found you on the Black Entrepreneurship Ecosystem Map, and 100% many people are willing to help you to get the kind of resources you need to grow, scale, and expand your business. This day is a day that makes me very happy. It tells me that we have one goal, and the goal is to see our economic participation in Canada real. And we are all working in different ways. So we are coming with the data, people are coming with the funding, some other people are coming with the wraparound support. But when we know each other and we are able to talk with each other, then we are able to come up with more programs that will help people. We are able to come up with things that are more tailored to your problem so that we can be able to find solutions to that problem. It also shows us that we are building together, and whatever we build together has a higher propensity to be sustainable and to be able to expand into the wider Canadian space. And the work is not done. We still need to reach out to more Black entrepreneurs. We still need to get more funding. We still need to get more access to these resources so that we can have more tangible stories of people being able to grow. But I'm glad that we are doing it together, because the stone we are moving is heavy. So it's only together that we can succeed.
Do you think that building an African descent radio in Canada to learn from one another and tell our story our way is important?
It is very important. The Black community is a very unique community. The way we think, the way we process things, the way we relate to each other is unique. And we need ourselves to tell our stories, because so long when people were telling us stories, they told negative stories about us. Negative stories that we sometimes believed. Negative stories that did not help us to grow and succeed. Negative stories that pictured us as less than. So now when we take back the narrative, we can tell the kind of stories that says that, yes, we are excellent people. We are people who can achieve things that haven't been achieved before. We are inventors. We are storytellers. We are people, we are mathematicians. We are socialists. We are economists. We have to tell our own stories. And we have to bring, like we were talking about today on the panel, a lot of pop culture is from black people, but black people are not able to take ownership and get value from a lot of the things that we invent. So black radio is one, it's very good so that we can propagate what we do to other people and to ourselves. It's going to be a way of inspiring others by hearing stories of other people who have done things, and then you can also be inspired. It is also a way of documenting our stories so that later we can have a communal knowledge of all these things that are going on. And it was just a way of having ourselves on the map, literally inputting ourselves that, hey, we exist and we are not going anywhere and we are making waves and we are making impact. So yes, we need black radio and we need more black radio. We need more networks. We need to be able to even be visible beyond just Canada, beyond just North America, to bring a black diaspora together. And I think radio is one of the powerful ways that we can send that message out.
Every city needs someone who listens. Someone who notices the small stories that don't make the headlines, but still shape the heartbeat of a place. That's Mucho Radio News. It's local. It's independent. It's honest. If you believe that truth and facts deserves airtime, help keep independent Mucho Radio local news alive. Your gift trains new storytellers, fund the mics and recorders they need. It also protects independent journalism right here at home. Donate today, because local news and community stories aren't a luxury. It's how communities stay connected. Visit MuchoRadio.com today and donate.